poll, over 6 in 10 Americans oppose Biden's $450,000 for border crossers. By John Binder on November 21, 2021. A wide majority of Americans oppose a plan circulated by President Joe Biden's administration to provide payouts of $450,000 to each border crosser subjected to former President Donald Trump's zero-tolerance policy, a new poll reveals. Biden's Departments of Justice, DOJ, Homeland Security, DHS, and Health and Human Services, HHS, are working to settle with a number of border crossers represented by the ACLU, who claim they have suffered trauma as a result of the zero-tolerance policy. As part of the settlement, attorneys with the DOJ, DHS, and HHS are considering a plan that would give each border crosser about $450,000 and family units about $1 million. The total cost of the payouts would reach $1 billion. A CBS News/YouGov poll finds that 63% of American adults are opposed to providing $450,000 to border crossers, including nearly 4 in 10 Biden supporters, 64% of swing voters, and 92% of Republicans. Meanwhile, just 37% of American adults said they support the payouts to border crossers. Democrats tend to support the payouts by a nearly 70% majority, while close to 4 in 10 said they oppose the payouts. The nation's white working class, a vital demographic with millions who remain unregistered to vote, said by a 74% majority that they oppose the payouts, while 67% of college-educated white Americans said the same. As Breitbart News has noted, the $450,000 payouts to border crossers would far exceed the compensation provided to the victims of the September 11, 2001, Islamic terrorist attacks and of the Boston Marathon bombings. The poll also showed that most Americans, about 57%, said Biden and the Democrats are not tough enough when it comes to national immigration policy. More than 6 in 10 swing voters said the same, as well as 53% of Hispanic Americans. When Americans were asked about border crossers' motives for illegally trying to cross the United States-Mexico border, 53% said most believe that the Biden administration will apprehend them and then release them into the U.S. interior. Current estimates based on DHS data reveal that anywhere from 530,000 to 600,000 illegal aliens have been released into the U.S. interior by the Biden administration from January to September. While Americans are increasingly opposed to Biden's mass immigration policies, his administration and elected Democrats are seeking to pass the largest amnesty for illegal aliens in American history that would allow millions to secure work permits and driver's licenses while expanding legal immigration levels. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.